Okay, I'm just going to take a short little bit here, and I'm going to talk about. I'm not going to talk about what I want. I'm going to talk about how to know the future. You know what? One way to know the future is to get what you want out of your mind. So many people are. I had so many people tell me Trump was never going to get elected, and then I had people tell me Trump was not going to get reelected. Well, is not, because this is. At this point, it's June. So I've heard so much, and I'm like, what? Trump got elected. They were wrong. Did they apologize? Did they clarify? Did they reorganize? Did they try to think differently? Did they reevaluate? Did they ask me, Jesse, how did you know? No. Well, he's not going to get reelected. He's not going to get reelected. And it's like, wait a minute. You're using the future tense, what he will do and what he will not do. Are you trying to anticipate the future, or are you using the future indicative to try to say what you hope for? Because you're using the grammar of someone that's predicting the future. Are you really trying to say that you can tell what's going to happen, that you've read the tea leaves, that you know what's coming? Or are you just saying what you want all the time because you don't see the difference between reality and your opinion of it? And you know, it's like, look, I did not want Obama to get elected, but he was always going to get reelected. Now, I didn't like that. I wanted to hope otherwise, but when Romney was the main candidate, I just threw my hands up and I said, there's just no way. There's no way. So how do I know Trump is going to get reelected? This is not about what I want. I'm going to go back to Carter. I'm going to do Reagan. I'm going to go through H.W. Bush, why he lost, why W came after Clinton. It's been Republican, Democrat, like that. I'm going to tell you how it all happened. Carter was incompetent. There's two things you can't do if you want to stay president. You can do them a little bit bad, you'll stay president, but then it'll switch parties the next time. And then there's one thing you can't do if you want to win. I'm going to tell you right, because if you watch this, if you look at this, if you think about this carefully, you're going to see and you're going to know what happens with elections, and you're going to be the expert who knows. That could easily be you, no problem. So how did I know? How do you know? You've got to keep campaign. Write this down. Think about it. Understand this. I want you to understand the times and know what's coming. If you know what's going to happen in the next presidency, then you'll know where to focus with economy and where to live maybe. Follow this. Incumbents get reelected. A president who's already president is probably going to win reelection almost every time because people know who he is. There's no question. If they stay true to their campaign promises and they don't, it's called reneging. If they don't go back, if they don't defy their own campaign promises, they promise to do this and then they totally turn around and say, no, we're not doing that. As long as they don't defy their own campaign promises and they don't prove grossly incompetent or do nothings. Now, Carter was grossly incompetent. He just didn't know what to do, and it was on a really terrible level. Harding was the same way. He just had absolutely, he was great at talking, but had absolutely no clue what he was actually doing. So people put him in because of the talk, but they fired him because of the nothing. The mayor of Kaohsiung in Taiwan recently was recalled. He was kicked out of office by 90% of the voters. Because he was an idiot. He did nothing and he didn't know what to do and he did nothing. So now, H.W. Bush, he reneged on his promise. He defied his own promise. H.W. Bush said, it was his signature speech, read my lips, no new taxes. And he promised there would be no tax increase. He would not raise taxes. And then later on towards the end, he gave this long speech. I do believe it was in the Rose Garden. is this long, boring speech about how he was going to raise taxes in order to get along with the Democrats. And that's what lost him the election. It gave rouse for Ross Perot to come along and split the Republican ticket, and Clinton won. Had he not done that, he would have been reelected. Now, Clinton went in. Clinton, well, there was a lot of do-nothing. And the whole Hillary Care thing was a big hubbub that never happened. And Black Hawk Down. Bill Clinton caused that because in the movie they say they didn't have enough gunpowder. Washington said it's too high profile. Bill Clinton would not let the Black Hawk Down guys have the tools they needed, and he made that mess. He was incompetent. He even bombed in the Balkans. Clinton bombed a chicken farm and said that it was a mass grave or something. Total incompetence. So it flipped back to W. Bush. Now, W. Bush got in a whole bunch of wars and went against his own people. He kept his campaign promises, but he didn't know what he was doing. So it flipped again to Obama. W. Bush, the Patriot Act, took away a lot of freedoms. It took away a lot of things that conservatives and Republicans want. It took those freedoms away in the name of being a Republican. It was a total contradiction. And that's why it flipped back to Obama. Obama, he was a big do-nothing. There's not a single law. There might be a couple little ones. But there was no meaningful change from Obama that lasted. Even the Health Care Act was repealed. Everything else, most of what Obama did was executive order. He did it with a stroke of a pen. Trump came along, undid it with a stroke of a pen. He didn't do anything that lasted. He didn't fight with Congress in order to get what he wanted, kind of. It was just, give me everything right now, or I'm just going to make it quick, fast, so it can go away tomorrow. Like, that was all Obama did. And so he lost, because he was incompetent. Bush got us into Iraq. That was incompetent. Obama pulled us out too fast, created ISIS. That was incompetent. Well, Trump's come along. He's been doing what he said. There's cheap, intelligent wall stuff going up at the border. He campaigned on that, promise that, and he's moving with it. Now, Democrats stopping him is not him defying his own campaign promise. You make a promise, the other guy gives you trouble. That doesn't mean that you broke your promise. It means people gave you trouble. But he has been actually delivering and getting some progress with it. They've been actually getting stuff done that they said they were going to do. And Trump is not a do-nothing, and he's not incompetent either. Trump's been saying this and saying that and making people mad. Okay. But look what's happening. Jobs are coming back to America. That's a result. Our soldiers are coming home rather than this constant military expansion. That's a result. He doesn't just think that we can borrow money and put our military everywhere forever and ever and ever. We've got to kind of be a little bit mean to our friends and, no, we're pulling our troops and getting them home. You have to deal with this on your own, so that other people will grow up and decide to deal with their security on their own and hire and pay for their own militaries on their own. Because good old Uncle Sam might not always be there to keep Germany safe, you know. So Trump's been saying that and making some people mad, but it's been working and it's been delivering results. Okay, so that's the other thing is Biden is boring. Just like Romney, just like McCain, they were bores and snores. And Biden is not, he does not energize people. Bernie Sanders would have been a better bet against Trump because he energizes people. But the establishment Democrat Party didn't want him. They want the boring guy, the boring get-along guy. Because if you act like Trump and actually win an election, everyone will get mad and say that you talk too much. So you got to be boring or the primaries hate you. But then because you're boring, you can't get elected. We wonder why things are so bad. I wrote it in a book, Tantrums and Stone Potatoes, why Trump rants are right. Not why Trump is right, but why we need people to talk that way. So you go over and look over it. Do not defy your campaign promises. Do something and know what you're talking about. You got to follow those, and then you'll get reelected. If you break them a little bit, you can get reelected, but then it'll flip the party after you. Now, Reagan kept his promises and he knew what he was doing, so it stayed Republican after him. And Trump kept his promises, and he knows what he's doing. We're going to have a Republican president after him. I'm not saying I want that. I'm not saying what I want. What I want is People's Party. But we are going to have a Republican after Trump. You need to get ready for that. Because it wasn't incompetent. Bush was really controversial and hated by his own people. Trump is not hated by his own people. I don't have to make, if I'm one of the Seattle Seahawks, and if I'm playing against the Cheeseheads out in Wisconsin, the Green Bay Packers, I don't have to make the Green Bay fans like me on my Seattle team. If I'm from Seattle, I need the people from Seattle to like me. If I'm one of the Packers, I need the people from Wisconsin to like me. You don't try to get the other team to like you. But a lot of people say that Democrats hating Trump is a reason he's going to lose. Oh, come on. That's not a reason. Hope this was helpful today. We'll see you next week.